And the next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Lindsey Whalen. The Golden Gophers enter this year's Big Ten tournament as the number 7 seed and will play 10th seeded Indiana in a second-round game on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with a quick opening statement, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, thanks. Of course, this is the best time of year, and for us, we feel good about going in with a win yesterday against a really good Michigan State team. So we know every team is tough in the conference, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. And your first question is from Charles Hallman, Minnesota spokesman.
Good morning, Lindsey.
Good morning.
You only played Indiana once this year. Do you have enough time, in your belief, to be able to prepare for them in such a turnaround time? And also, what little things you feel you're going to have to continue to get better at to be successful in March?
Well, yeah, I mean, so recently our schedule, you know, we've been playing a lot of Sundays and Thursdays, so I feel pretty good. I feel like we'll have some good days to prep. We'll have a couple of days to figure out a good game plan and everything. And having seen them about 3 weeks ago out at Assembly Hall, a lot of that should be fresh in our minds, that game plan. So I feel good about that. I feel good that we, have a day of rest and then we get to it. So, I think it was, Lisa, who was just on, that I heard what she said. And at this point of the year, it's about, who's playing well, and it's about players making plays. And so, I feel good that we have a couple guys that are playing really well and with a lot of confidence, and we'll go in there and we'll see what we can do this weekend.
A follow-up, Lisa, is just on the player destiny. She seemed to have been coming around, especially in the month of February. What can you attribute to her rejuvenation, if you want to say that, this season?
Yeah, the second half of the conference schedule, she's been terrific. And she's shooting the ball well. But her approach to everything this last stretch, the second half, has been really, really impressive. And so, everything from practice to shoot around to leading our team, it's not a surprise that she's playing so well right now. And she's doing all the little things. She's we've got her playing at the four, and so some of her matchups she's smaller, but she's using her quickness to get around the post, and obviously she's shooting the ball great, but she's just taking every challenge we've asked her of her this year, and it's been really fun the second half of the season to see her having so much success.
Thanks, Lindsey. See you in a couple of days.
Thanks, Charles.
Your next question is from Christy Winter-Scott with BTN.
Good morning, Lindsey.
Good morning.
With this being your first season as a head coach at your alma mater and headed into your first postseason leading the way, obviously with your resume, you know how to win championships. How do you get the team to understand non-verbally what you know about winning? And I know it's tough sometimes to put that into words, but what have you said to the team about what it takes to win a championship?
Well, at this time of year, we've had so many practices, and you've had so much time as a team that it's going to come down to play. It always comes down to players making plays. And so it comes down to who's a more determined team and who's not going to quit, because everybody's going to give it everything they have. And so you got to be able to outlast your opponent. But I think players making plays, that's what this time of year is about. That's what March is all about, is understanding, the details of the game plan. Everybody's seen everybody. Everybody knows a lot of everybody's playbook and everything. So now it comes down to, how are we going to, how are you going to steal some possessions here and there? And when you do get those possessions, making the most of it. And that comes down to players, being more determined and going out there and having fun and making plays.
And to follow up really quickly, what have you learned from your team this year in that regard?
Well, they don't quit. And, it would have been easy when we were 2-7 in the conference to, like I told them last night, to really, you know, fold up the tent and go home and just kind of, you know, play it out. But here we are, 500 in the conference, going, you know, 7-2 to finish out. So it would have been the easy thing to do to not keep fighting and to just say, it's not our year. But they didn't do that. And now, to get to where we're at, finishing 7th in the conference is really, just shows that they have no quit, and they're fighters. We have a team they're willing to play hard for each other, and as a coach so far, for my first year, that's pretty cool, and that's all we can really ask, is that they continue to fight and continue to play for one another.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Howard McDonald with High Post Hoops.
Hi, Lindsay. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Talk to you about next level, and curious in what you've seen now that you've seen the entire conference, who you think best projects as a WNBA player and why out of this conference. Obviously, there are a few players who are at the top of most people's list, but I'm wondering what you're seeing.
Well, I think Megan's going to have a great shot. I really feel, especially if she can, find a really good fit, just with her footwork and the way she rebounds the ball. She's definitely got a chance. And so, that's going to be exciting to see at the next level. Obviously Kenesha with her speed is going to have a real chance. And so, it's going to be, it's tough. Though. I mean, it's tough to make a roster in the WNBA. There's 12 teams and there's 12 players on each team. So, for this year, I think there's definitely a few that will get a shot. It'll come down to kind of situations and then how they play in training camp. But I'm excited to see how they fare at the next level.
I appreciate it. If I could ask one more, it's unrelated, but I just wonder, when you are down to the wire the last few weeks, are you someone who's pouring over the bracketology stuff? Are you looking at the numbers and trying to see where the program fits in, or are you someone who blocks that out?
Yeah, I've looked, but I haven't really tried to, you look here and there, but it's not something you really focus on, because if you focus on that, you're going to get beat in this conference. And so, of course, you're aware of it, but, you got to focus on your next opponent. You got to focus on the game plan that you want to do to be able to try to beat your next opponent. Because, like I said, if you don't, you're going to get beat, because if you take your eye, off of it and you don't stay focused, then every team is really, really good in this conference, and then you're going to get beat.
Thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Jeff Linder with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. I just wondered, you talked about, your team's grit there at midseason. What really flipped when you were 2-7 in the conference? What really kind of changed for you to kind of get things going?
Well, I think we were stressing the entire time, even when we were going through our rough time of losing 7 of 8. The kids were working, and we were working in here, and we were, getting up extra shots, and we were, doing all those things. Now it just came down to a little bit more of attention to detail within the game plan and throughout the game. And so we just said, don't stop what you're doing. If you guys keep working, if you keep coming in here before and after practice and working on your game and playing hard for one another, it's going to happen. You're going to break through. And, just kind of a matter of those not having those times within the game where, you miss an assignment or, one possession, it's one person, one possession, it's another person. And then before you know it, you have 5 or 6 possessions and a half that aren't good. And in the Big Ten, if you do that, the teams are going to expose you. The players are too good. The coaches are too good. So you're going to get exposed and you're going to get beat. And so we just felt like if we just focus a little more throughout the game and just really lock in on the game plan and focus through each possession, that eventually if we strung enough of those together, we could get back to winning some games. But the biggest thing we stress is don't let, some of these losses discourage the extra work that everybody was putting in. So that's why I think, you know, looking back at the second half of the regular season and just the regular season as a whole in the Big Ten, we're proud of what we were able to do because of the start that we had and the fact that we didn't quit. So it's credit to the players. You know, they never gave up. They kept working on their games. And once we got some of the attention to detail stuff, you know, once we kind of shored that up, we've been able to give ourselves a chance in some games, which has been nice to see.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll look forward to seeing Indianapolis this week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.